And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio, I have my friend Maureen Dooley. She's the Communications Director for Partners in Care. Today, we're going to be talking about hospice, which also means we're going to be talking a little bit about death.
We sure are, Dave.
Off the air, we were talking about how death is kind of a taboo topic almost. People don't like talking about that.
They don't. And I think, you know, I live this line of work every day. And I'm around it every day. And so I might be a little bit of an odd bird at my age to talk about death as much as I do. But it's something that we shouldn't be afraid of.
Sure. I mean, it's going to happen.
Right.
I don't know of any. We don't know of anybody yet that escaped it completely.
Very true. Well, and people plan for birth.
Sure.
They plan for graduation from high school, college. They plan for weddings. They plan for pretty much every important part of life. But a lot of people don't actually plan for death and what they want it to look like.
So tell me about what Partners in Care does. I mean, overall, I know it's not just hospice, right? There's some other stuff going on over there.
Correct. Yeah, we're the oldest and largest nonprofit hospice provider, but we also support people who have serious illnesses. So if you are diagnosed with a serious illness, cancer, ALS, Parkinson's, whatever it may be, we have people who can support you on that entire trajectory of that illness. So we offer home health if you're homebound. We offer palliative care. We have hospice. We also have our inpatient hospice unit here in Bend. It's the only one east of the Cascades. And we also offer a no-cost resource case management. It's called transitions. A lot of people don't know what that means, but it's basically a resource-based case management program for someone who may be alone and has a serious illness and is medically fragile and they need support of Meals on Wheels or housing, things like that.
Okay. And you're helping people with this. This is, in some cases, a no-cost thing? Always a no-cost thing? How does it work?
Transitions is always a no-cost thing.
Okay.
And it doesn't need to be a referral from a doctor. But what Partners in Care wants to do is we want to start helping you on the when you're first diagnosed with serious illness. So at the onset of that serious illness, we want to be able to step in to support you, to support your family, because it's not just the patient that we're helping. It's the family, too.
Sure, because they're going through it with you.
Absolutely.
Right. And then hospice. Now, when I think of hospice, I mean, we just learned that the Carters, both on hospice for a while now. Of course, Rosalind has passed away now.
Yes.
Jimmy, at the time of this recording, is still with us anyway. I'm only saying that because it sounds like, you know, I mean, you hear about it all the time. They were married for like
77 years. Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll follow each other into the next step of whatever's going on. So as of the time of this recording, Jimmy's still with us, but he's in hospice. What does that mean? What does it mean when you're in hospice? I thought that's like, that's where people dump people right before they die or something. But it sounds like that's not what it is.
It's not. And that's what a lot of people think. I think a lot of people hear the word hospice and they think, oh, gosh, that person's giving up. But that's the farthest thing from the truth. Hospice really is. It is for someone who has a terminal diagnosis who is no longer seeking curative treatment. So they're not getting chemotherapy. They're not taking maybe the medications that they were for whatever illness that they have. And they are given that terminal diagnosis. But hospice really is to support you and your family and work to improve your quality of life for whatever time you have left. So if you look at President Jimmy Carter, he got on hospice last February. It's been almost a year that he's been on hospice.
Sure. Okay.
And he's getting support. His family is getting support. So it's a holistic approach to care. And as you saw, you know, he was able to go to his wife's funeral because of his hospice team. And there's just a lot of support that comes along with it, not only the medical side, but also the spiritual side, social workers, volunteers, and a whole team to support you.
I've actually heard that some people will actually transition out of hospice, right?
Yes.
They've got a terminal illness, something happens, and they're actually able to leave hospice.
Yeah, that happens. We have seen that people's kind of terminal diagnosis, their life expectancy can actually be longer the earlier they get on hospice. It's always sad when we get patients in their final days because they really don't get to utilize that full hospice benefit that you have with the whole team there to support you and your family in navigating it. And so, we have had people come off of hospice. And then, you know, they're okay for a little while and maybe they go back on hospice, but it's really up to, you know, whatever the doctor says, the hospice physician, and whether or not someone is still hospice appropriate.
Sure. Off the air, you were telling me that last month was hospice month or something like that. What was last month? And this is something that you did.
Yeah, well, so November nationally is called the National Hospice and Palliative Care Month.
Okay.
But here in Deschutes County, we worked with the county commissioners to have an official proclamation to name it Hospice and Palliative Care Month in Deschutes County.
Okay, so this is what I want to talk to you about. I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean you get, I don't know, do you get more support? Is there going to be somebody standing on the corner with a bell saying, hey, it's hospice month in Deschutes County? Why was this something important for you to do? Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had someone ringing a bell on a corner saying it was hospice and palliative care month. Perfect. Really, for us, it was just word of mouth and getting awareness about hospice. Because again, people hear the word and they're afraid.
Sure.
They're scared. And it's the farthest thing that they want to think about. But we really want to get people talking about it sooner and learning about it so that it's not scary and so they can access it earlier. And so this proclamation talked about education and having what at the national level they're calling courageous conversations, talking to your loved ones about what do you want death to look like? Dave, what do you want death to look like?
Right.
And, you know, having that tough conversation, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. But that's what the proclamation was about, was really just increasing public awareness about hospice and palliative care and the benefit to accessing them sooner.
If somebody wants to get more information about what you guys do or just hospice in general, I'm assuming the website?
Yes. They can go to our website, which is just partnersbend.org.
That's all the time we have, unfortunately. Always appreciate you coming in. But talking to Maureen Dooley, she's the communications director for Partners in Care. Give me the website one more time.
It is partnersbend.org.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.